Yes. Okay.
And this is also being brought about in regards to the photon cloud and how it's affecting consciousness.
I'm glad that you got it right on the second try.
Okay. Now, in that regards, are we going to be seeing then a corresponding pattern of getting more towards a six-dimensional way of living?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, in the fact that more individuals are becoming aware of it and learning from it, and no, the fact that other individuals are becoming more focused within themselves, more concerned with, to quote, what about me? What about my feelings? What about my money? So, yes, there are individuals being affected by the photon cloud and the consciousness and the six-dimensional thinking that goes with it, but just as many are being affected by the me syndrome.
Okay. One last question I have here is in regards to people who live an ordinary life, then can look back on this later on and realize that their life wasn't ordinary at all, but yet all the experiences that went into making it made them quite special and unordinary. Is there a way that people could see that now instead of later and be taught that?
No, there isn't, unfortunately, a way. But an analogy that is useful: a bucket with no water is filled by each single drop.
Thank you.
Thank you. Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Okay, as we have three more people, I must chop, 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 chop.
Understandable.
Okay.
Hello. As Fear is prepping up the guest speaker, I will be brief and short.
That's right, okay. Love. It was well worded, your question, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
let us look at... we'll save that for next week, because it is quite a long dissertation.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions?
Not really, just observations as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly on what we've been working on all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The bucket of water.
Yes.
As opposed to the drops of water.
Mm-hmm.
Good analogy, that.
Yes.
With that, can you expand a little bit more on that for those who just got through with Omal's part and now get on to Kara's part?
Okay. I'll be trying to be as brief as possible.
Okay.
The bucket of water is us all. You, me, the host body, Tia, Kiri, our guest speaker, the technicians, all as individuals play an intricate part in the consciousness of individuals. As a group, and the group consciousness that is the bucket filled with water, you take out a drop, and it is felt by the bucket being lowered just a fraction. Individuals play an infinite and intricate part in the all being everything. The world you live on, the world I live on, the universe. The loss of a single object is felt throughout everything. Everything is interrelated to everything else. The progression from beginning to end is an important part that plays within it. And I could go straight into my dissertation from this point. But we will have to save it for next week.
All right. What I'll do is I'll just save this particular part. And add it on.
Yes. Okay.
Now, the one thing I have to question about is the example of Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that as a drop taken out of the bucket and yet now being replaced?
Yes, in a way. In a way. Sarah is the drop. The drop that has been taken out and is being retained.
In many full drops.
Mm-hmm.
Because her effects have affected many, many people, whereas yes. might not have before.
Correct. Ooh, Wellington boots. Okay. My love. Okay. I shall put her on. And she wants to introduce herself. Mm-hmm. Hello! Out there! Oh. Not so loud, huh? Okay. You can help me with a translation. Huna is my stage name. Huna means, I don't know what it would translate. Let me describe. It's a little rabbit.
Hmm. Interesting. Well met. Good to hear it from you, Huna.
What is the English version of a little rabbit?
English version of a little rabbit would be a bunny.
That is my stage name. Hmm. In your speak language.
Interesting.
Yes!
If I could make an observation then at this point.
Yes!
Huna in Hawaiian, which is one of our small little countries down here, a little state of our union, it stands for a very psychic skill or a psychically minded person.
Oh!
Kind of like a somebody who has a force, you know, a psychic force with them. It's called Huna.
Ah! It means, from where I come from, little long-eared fairy animal.
Interesting.
Or rabbit. Rabbits are perceived as spiritual. They have to be clever. They have to create within themselves rapidly. They have to listen hard. They control their underworld environment.
Interesting. By the way, nice command of the language.
Thank you. You want to come up and have pleasure?
I always want to have pleasure. I'm not very solid, though, up there, I'm afraid. Not like Mark.
Oh.
I'm more erythral.
I'll give you what is to suck? To suck on your member.
Yes, that is a...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, darling. It's good to hear from you. Well met.
Pleasure all, both of ours.
Indeed. I look forward to it. Who knows? As I understand, you're almost a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
As would be called down here.
Gift for you and Kara to watch.
One of your tapes?
Yes.
Hollows?
One of my hollows.
Excellent. I would look forward to that very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Kara will definitely look forward to it very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's... No.
I am being told what I can and cannot say. I am not used to this.
That's all right. We're getting used to this.
Question.
Yes.
What is where that someone like me?
Entertainer.
No. In lots of partners.
Oh. Promiscuous?
That means lots of partners?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Is it common on your... Earth?
No, it's not very common. It's, it happens quite a bit. I have Kiri tell you that one.
And questions on morals.
Uh-huh.
Is it a moral issue?
Yes.
Explain.
Morally, it is looked down upon, and yet is it accepted as a common fact?
Fry.
It's a contradiction.
But to give pleasure is good.
True.
To share is good.
True.
To bring happiness. Good.
Yes.
All these things. Mm-hmm. Sharing. But looked upon not as good. Why?
Due to religion.
Fry.
Fry.
Why?
Oh, why? Because religion, the study of the various religions we have here, teaches that it is wrong. Because you should stay with one mate instead of many mates.
Why?
Because our...
Think quicker. It's quicker for me.
Oh, our Bible with from Sananda when he was down here?
I got it.
Got it.
I got it all from your mind.
Okay. Good job. All right.
So, moral issue.
Yes, moral issue.
When I start college, mm-hmm. I study healing.
Yes.
Pleasure.
Excellent.
Nervous senses. And
emotions?
No.
Empathy?
Hold on, I'm going to ask for a translation.
Okay.
Religion.
Religion.
Ah, thank you.
Yes, religion. Okay. Yeah, because sixth dimension, you don't have that problem.
No.
The
gift of pleasure, mm-hmm. happiness, sharing, is all good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand your earth morals.
Mm. You have to live it to know it. And I envy you and your morals as opposed to ours.
Ah.
Yours are much better than ours. But yet we have to live with ours.
Okay.
This will make a good add-on to our general information that we put out every month. It'll increase people's awareness that our morals are not as, you know, fantastic as yours are.
Used equivalent to F term for my name.
Bunny?
Yes. Explain that my name
is Bunny.
Is Bunny.
I will do so.
So you put Huna Bunny.
Mm-hmm. I will make the difference. So they will understand.
Hey, no comprom.
Okay.
Oh. Chill cool.
Okay. My searing's very bad.
So's mine. Right.
Idea.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what those last two were. Chill good?
Don't ask me.
Goodbye, I'd assume.
Mm-hmm. And I think so. Curious going, yes. Okay. And the other one you can't...
Han Kum.
It's what she was trying to say earlier.
Oh, okay.
In other words, can you turn it off for a second? We could also do with some... Okay, I'm going to put Kiri back on.
Okay.
Dude!
Do that!
Yo, I'm back!
What up, baby? Missed ya!
Oh my god, she just spilled the beans.
Did she now? That's a little unusual. I thought she was going to wait for a while.
Leah just told her.
fun time at the apartment tonight.
Well, I see why she told her.
What?
She has a hickey on the neck that she can't hide.
Oh, yeah, well, that would give it away. Mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're bouncing up and down and hugging and it's going to be fun.
Girls' night in the channeling room.
Now then, they're both fully, well, if you can call what Huna's wearing, sorry, Bunny. Wearing. She is wearing, basically, a skirt. Basically, a bikini bottom, and...
One of your designs?
Nah.
No?
Nah. No top.
That'll change.
And stockings.
No top?
No top. Mm-hmm. It's not to be.
Oh, I know, but it's still...
Anyway.
Gravity doesn't affect some of you girls up there, I've noticed.
True.
I don't know if it's PK or just good balance.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like muscle control or something just keeps...
Just toning.
Toning? Yeah, gravity does not affect you like they do down here.
Anyway, let me read.
Okay.
Because...
Did it work?
No.
Oh, well.
I was trying to work on that, Huna Bunny was trying to help.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, she's a very talented young lady. I can't see why she doesn't have any interest in manifestation or going to a manifestation college, but she wants to do theology and I will help her with that if necessary.
Good.
She tastes good, too.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, it starts off with... Can't really read that part.
Letter from Sarah, part 2.
It's the farewell letter from Sarah. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is taken from a holo disk, so we can put this in. It's from a holo disk. Not being able to write anymore, and knowing that my vision is going, my sense of taste is fading. My hearing is as sharp as ever. If anything, the losing of my sight is improving my hearing. My senses of touch are staying about the same. What is to come, I really want. Oh, how I want it. I want the end to come. That the feeling of love of everything grows with each day. The understanding of the way things are for a particular reason. The cultural growth that I have experienced in this limited length of time. It is hard for me to feel any animosity to anything, to anyone. Let me explain a little something that I have learned, the best that I can. The moral consciousness
that develops with experiencing the six-dimensional world. When I first came to this wonderful, luscious, green planet, the sense of loss of home was overpowering. But the love of the nuns around me have helped me to realize that home is not on Earth. It is not here on Sirius. It is not here there on Mars. It is inside me. My memories. The feelings of those memories. And learning that what I once held as precious is even more precious by the fact that people understand that what I did as a gift for myself and for others. Sharing my experiences with the most wonderful Kiri is something that I can't. Sorry. Frank.
Hey.
Now, that's a different side of Kiri.
No, that's the same side.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to say is that normally she controlled... Oh, my. Now, that's an interesting thing. She had Mark's eyes going. So, where was I? I don't think... We will try that again next week, when she's over the head. Got any jokes?
Nothing right off the top of my head, darling. I don't know, did you hear the one I told Mark?
Which one's that?
The one about the postmaster general.
Uh-huh.
Really? Yeah, in the news recently that the postmaster general wants to go over all the personnel records of all the post office employees,
mm-hmm.
because of all the attacks and stuff that have gone on, you mm-hmm. know, as far as people getting fired, coming back, and blowing mm-hmm. away their supervisors. So he basically wants to weed through, you know, weed out those employees with aggressive tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what's he going to, you know, what then? What's he going to do, fire him?
Oh! Okay. Okay, she's got her act together again.
Okay.
Yes, I know I should have thought of that before I left. Sorry, it's an in-joke up here. That I'm up and down, up and down. Okay, dude. I'm sorry about that.
No problem, darling. I won't doubt it for a moment. They did affect me the same way.
Okay, I suppose, let me see. Don't have anything. Okay, you want to hear what happened?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, went to quite a few trade shows, both swimsuit and engineering. Picked up a whole load of great equipment, which I can't discuss. I've got 240 bolts of material. Let me see. Leonidas spent some great time with other super operants. Doesn't feel as if he's in such an exclusive club now. Alex... I'm starting to get worried about him, actually. And he's so obedient. He's...
Am I the only one who doesn't worry about Alex?
Yeah, pretty much that.
Okay. He's just like me.
Oh.
When I was his age.
If I told you at the age of 4 to stand over there...
I would have. I was that kind of kid.
And if I went away...
Mom used to worry about me all the time because I was too obedient, she thought.
Well?
Because she'd come to give us a beating, Not just stand there and wait and take it, as opposed to my brother who he has, she had to go chase around the house and he'd get an even worse one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but... Yeah. He doesn't... Wait, you did things to deserve a beating.
Not really, fighting with my brother.
Well?
That's third dimensional thinking, you know, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I was still, you know, as soon as, you know, I got caught, I was very obedient.
What about the paint stains?
What about paint stains?
The paint stains you put in the carpet.
I did.
No, it must be something else. I can go and get a bunny to probe you.
No, thanks. I only got one headache tonight.
Ah.
Now, most of the good stuff I did, I never got caught for.
Mm-hmm. But, no.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He doesn't even do stuff that he needs to get caught for.
Exactly. I mean, like Mark said, just one day, I'd like to be called down to his crash to find out that he's done something bad. He doesn't even get frustrated anymore. It's like, whatever happens, happens. Even his crash parents are a little worried.
Was he getting fatalistic or something?
Yeah. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah. I can see it happening later age, maybe just early bloomer.
If that's a bloomer, then...
Could be it's just a phase he's going through, too.
Well, that's what we're all thinking, but it's a worrying phase. You see...
You have a kid that every parent on this entire planet would die for, and you guys are worried about it.
I know he's my eldest son and my fresh child, but from what I've seen from other parents, even in his crash, now I've sat down there and they talk about the mischief that their children get up to and think that they've got away with. And they turn around and they look at me and go, well, Kiri, what has Alex done? And I go, nothing. And they go, he's got to have done something. And I go, no. He plays. He tidies up. He fixes things that get broken. He sits patiently and waits if he's told to sit. I've even tried not telling him to sit. Not to go near things. Now, just once I'd like him to get into some kind of mischief. Now, what stories am I going to tell about my first son?
Well, you're going to say your first son was... He started off being a little unusual, but now look at him, he's the leader of a planet.
But he doesn't even have that drive.
Well, not now.
Who knows? Who knows? I know you're trying to make me not worry. And we're getting close to the end of the tape as well.
I mean, I'm sure
we've got a fair bit.
I'm sure there's kids down here who, you know, have been similar, but probably are just great people now. Giants in their, you know, in their own right.
I'd like to
look
think
at Sananda.
So.
Sananda was not a kid who went out and started causing trouble.
You've only heard what they want you to hear. Oh, here's a good example of causing trouble and causing worry. When he was 12 years old.
Went to the temple?
Mm-hmm. Is that not causing trouble?
No, he was learning.
Yes, but he caused trouble because he went away from his parents.
No, he did not understand why his parents were worried.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yes, but if... I was
his
in the
parents
same...
didn't say, don't go to the temple.
Yeah, but he caused worry, you see.
Well, yeah, but he was still only 12.
Yeah.
He wasn't thinking on a six-dimensional level yet of what would cause him to his parents.
But Alex doesn't even do anything that would make me worry.
Because he's on a six-dimensional level.
He doesn't even climb trees like his little brother does.
Well, that's because
he doesn't climb trees like the cubs. They're all... of those.
He is just like Sananda would be if Sananda had been on six dimensions instead of third dimension.
I know, you're trying to make me feel better.
It's just that I worry.
Well, I don't. Now you can tell him. Uncle Russ does not worry about you one bit.
Okay, let me see. Let me see. Okay. Spiritual growth. I'm going to improvise. No, okay. Better yet, coercion. And what is positive? Okay. The importance of a clean conscience and coercion. Coercion, as I have discussed many times, is important. Very important. Very, 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 very. Yes, Russ.
Don't be burning up tape like this just because you have to burn up tape.
Very important. Okay, now where am I heading with this? Let me see. Where was I going?
Nowhere. You derailed completely.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Okay, let's start again.
No, let's not. Let's just tell me all about Sirius.
Okay.
Go on this till next week.
I can't help it. I'm kind of in one of those.
I know, which is why I say, tell me about your trip.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I know what I know about Sarah, how the trip up to the monastery went. Traveling on little burros and stuff.
Burros? What's a burro?
You know, donkeys. Or whatever you guys, horses.
Oh, a mob.
You know, whatever you guys traveled up there on.
Yeah, mob.
I want to know all about, you know, what was this, how was the trip? What happened? What did the kids think of it?
Well, Alex behaved himself. Walked and walked and walked until his feet got tired. And then carried on walking. And I think he would have walked all the way if he hadn't have started stumbling from fatigue. So I put him in the backpack. I had Leonides on my chest. Because he complained after walking 100 yards that his feet were hurting. And I told him, why can't he fix his own feet? And he goes, don't want to. So we had a little argument over that. Then we were hiking up, and we got up to the cloud level, which would be quick mass time. Carry the 3. About 5,000 feet. Mm-hmm. And we got caught in a thunderstorm. And there was hail and rain, and it was windy, and it was cold, and it was nasty, and it was wet. And I had a warm spot on my chest. And it was all bone dry, and I'm absolutely drenched. So I got Alex to dry us out, which serves no purpose whatsoever, apart from the fact of giving us temporary warmth whilst we got wet all over again. So I had a debate with Leonides about the importance of shielding us to keep us dry. It got to the point where it was my will against his. And who has a stronger will?
You.
Of course. So he put a shield over us whilst Alex did as he was told yet again and dried us out totally. We got up to about the 7,000 foot level and the light was going. So I got Alex to manifest a light source and got Leonides to use his ultravision so that we stayed on the correct course. We got there at about 10 o'clock. Well, would be about 10 o'clock if it was on Sirius. On the base. As time is, you know, it was 3 hours after dark.
Right.
We got there. And we went straight to our quarters. I put the children to bed and went down and checked in on Sarah. Sarah was sound asleep when I got there. Okay. She had waited and waited and waited, and she'd finally fallen asleep sitting in the chair waiting. So I helped to carry her to bed and put her to bed. Got up early the following morning
And this is all on the disc that I sent.
I didn't get the disc yet.
Oh, well, never mind.
I haven't been up to check it out.
Oh. Then, got up in the morning, had breakfast. Sarah was already up and awake, and she'd done a normal 1 mile walk that she does every morning. And she was waiting for us. We sat down and we talked pretty much all day whilst Leonidas went off with our grandmother and looked at the records and spent a lot of time in the library and helping grandmother with her work. Alex, I sat down and told him to read a book, which he went through the whole entire book from end to end, and then went through it again, while Sarah and myself were talking, and then went through it again, and he could probably recite the book word for word by now, because I forgot about him. I was so happy to see Sarah. Remembered him at about 6 o'clock in the evening. And the nuns had been giving him food when they thought that he was hungry. And they were like, oh my, such a well-behaved, polite, courteous young man. And he is. Boringly so.
Oh, please.
Leonidas had been off on the astral plane with his great-grandmother and my grandmother. We sat down for dinner, and all of us, that's my grandmother, Sarah, Alex and Leonidas, all sat down. Leonidas got fed up with dinner and decided he would go off and play. I wouldn't let him because it's not polite for him to leave the table whilst everybody's eating.
Right.
Whereupon he set fire to the chair. Alex just sat there and watched the chair burn and did nothing. So I had to spank him so that Leonidas knows that it is wrong to set fire to furniture and that he should sit there and wait. There was no point letting him sit on the ashes because it wouldn't have bothered him in the slightest. He would have probably manifested it back together as one whole thing. But it's wrong and impolite, and it's a moral issue that I'm dealing with him. That was the second day. Well, the first full day, actually. Got up and joined Sarah on her walk with Alex. Leonidas refused to get up because he was sulking. Came back, and after our walking, there was a whole load of flowers in the room. And Leonidas asking or begging for forgiveness. Set up the recording device, and we had a long chat, Sarah and myself. Kept Alex with me this time. And we talked about, growing and learning and development and what she felt about things and, what she thought about this, what she thought about that, how she felt about her childhood, what she thought she did wrong. Basically, looking at her life. In the afternoon, after lunch, we went down and we polished her return box. A little cramped for me, but it feels very, very comfortable. Alex manifested a soft toy for her, which made her cry.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Alex.
Yeah. Leonidas manifested a very intricate lot of flowers. Very intricate petals and everything for her. Kind of, I can do better than my brother routine. That's something else that worries me, but we'll leave that alone. Okay, that was the second day. We sat down and she fell asleep eating dinner. So, put her to bed. Alex, Leonidas and myself went out and stargazed. And I pointed out special stars, like my mother did when I was little. And pretty much that's how much the other 3 days went. The return trip was very uneventful, apart from the mole was a little bit cranky, so I had to coerce it. Being lighter on food and stuff coming down, I let Alex and Leonidas sit on its back until it decided it was going to sit and not do anything. So I coerced it. Didn't get caught in any rain. We got down to the bottom of the mountain at about sunset, just before it started snowing up there. Spent the night at home.
How's your dad?
He's doing great.
How's Gonzo?
Gonzo's doing wonderful, and their young one's doing excellent. Spent a very, very enjoyable evening with Dad and Gonzo. Dad took the children into town, which left me and Gonzo time to...
converse.
Yes, converse. Following day, drove back to the spaceport, met up with Bunny and her sister and her brother. And spent the afternoon after Dad left with Bunny, and she showed me around town. And then we rejoined her brother and sister and got on the shuttle back.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Bunny brought up an interesting point that I had a question about. Tia is always going on about how our decaying moral system down here is a lot of what's bringing down this planet.
Mm-hmm.
But listening to Bunny talk about the moral system that she's under compared to the moral system we have, you know, I have to say, yeah, well, our moral system is pretty weak compared to hers, but as far as where the two stand up, I'm getting all confused.
It's her set of morals.
Right.
She is an entertainer.
Right.
She is promiscuous, as you put it. She doesn't understand the promiscuous side of it. She doesn't know what the word promiscuous means. She's totally confused by that concept of that it's wrong.
Must be nice.
For your society, it is wrong.
Right, it wouldn't work.
No, because sex is frowned upon outside of marriage in certain religious sects. It's frowned upon women between women, men between men. That's frowned upon. But it's the pleasure side that the fact that let's say I was to start hitting upon you, correct? Right? And you were under the belief that to have a physical relationship with a bonded woman was wrong. Telepathically, I would be able to sense that you were upset by it, even though you may be smiling and flirting and playing along a little bit. I would know that you were offended by it because of the underlying emotion of, yeah, you seeing it as wrong.
Right.
So, Bunny is able to understand when it is right for her to be offering the gift of herself, offering pleasure, offering fun, offering her love. She understands that feeling that it's... she's very empathic. That she knows when somebody is offended by it and therefore doesn't do it. Being empathic, she is also aware when somebody is in that sexual state. Oh god, they would have been at it constantly. Being who she is, she does have a slight chemical imbalance which does give her that...
libido?
Yes, that libido. That libido in spades. And she has been offered medication for it. It was, as she told me on the flight back, it was one of the... Because I asked her, I said, yeah, having a heightened sexual arousement level. And she goes, what, you mean permanently turned on? And it's sort of like, yes. And she goes, well, I'm not permanently turned on.
She's
all the stewards. No, she's turned on about 90% of the time. And
so she nailed the pilot.
She didn't need to. She can't take medication for it. She doesn't want to because she feels, and it doesn't affect her thinking or anything. And she can control it herself.
Right.
She doesn't think about it constantly.
So it doesn't interfere with her life.
No, it doesn't interfere with her life at all. Certainly, certainly. Because she is being in that sexual state a lot of the time. She's more aware of how people react. She senses little changes in them. Her current object of fascination is a karmic one, I believe. I get glimpses from her, or from both of them actually, but they probably don't understand.